And Port Adelaide, well, it's not the way Robbie Gray wanted to celebrate 250 by not taking much part in the game, but the ultimate team player, he'll enjoy the team victory. 50 points, the win today. They feast on another opposition below them, 12-981 to 4-731. Day where Ollie Wines has had the 44 disposals. A day where Connor Rosie kicked three, Georgiades kicked two, as well as Dixon and Motlop singles to Amon, Lysette, and also Leanit. And for the Gold Coast today, it was just hard work. Two goals to Ben King and a goal apiece to Jack Bowes and also Alex Sexton. Port Adelaide get it done comfortably and cement their spot just behind the Cats in the top three. A game behind, but a little percentage boost to be only within 4% of Geelong. There's a few walking wounded pickers this match.
This is the only issue that they'll take away from the game is the Robbie Gray, Jones, a couple of important players. I think Jones is an important player, and I think come finals time, if he's fit, he'll be right to go. But Robbie Gray's a big out. He'll be a big out for him.
We haven't got too many on the injury list. We know, obviously, there's the uncertainty of Butters when he's going to come back. Dursman, we're hearing maybe 2 to 3. Fantasia out of the team. Tom Cleary down back. But generally, they have been fairly healthy. Ollie Wines, all these numbers coming up on the screen in front of us here. It was just a
terrific,
magnificent workmanlike performance. He only knows how to play one way, and that's just have head over the footy and just gets it done. And a model of consistency right throughout his career. Pickers, let's get into our match review, of course, on AFL Nation. Vahard Yakka for a new breed of legends. With your thoughts to wrap up the afternoon at Metricon.
Yep, where do we want to start? Well, just on the summary of the game? Oh, well, it's pretty clear that one team is a top four contender and the other team is looking for the finish line at the end of a season again after round 14, which is really disappointing. I just thought their intensity wasn't there from the get-go. Port Adelaide's was. I didn't think Gold Coast were able to match them at any stage throughout the course of the game. I didn't see them really changing all that much. They got a couple of goals in junk time at the end. But the reality is they were just outplayed and outclassed, really.
And certainly, I mean, that inside 50 count, if we're just looking at that, and there's many, many stats we can obviously pull apart, pickers. But normally in a margin like this, there'd be a fair discrepancy, but it's only -5 for the Gold Coast,
which tells you more about the way and the system that they've got in place to bring the ball inside 50. There were a lot of poor kicks, long high kicks to Allaire and McKenzie against smaller players. A lot got cut off just inside 50, so they weren't deep entries.
Yep,
and they didn't have any really forward tackling pressure, so they couldn't lock it in when they got it in there. It just went out the other side really quickly. So
9 shots from 52.
Yeah,
inside 50.
Well, there you go. So
sums up there, though.
It sums up. And what was that percentage work out to be?
17 in the end.
Yeah, 17%, which you're not going to win too many games like that.
Yep.
They had enough opportunities. They weren't good enough. Port Adelaide, on the other hand, came here for the points. I think you summed it up really well. Or Dwayne did, whoever was saying it, that they came here with the intention of getting the 4 points and getting home. And that's what they're going to do.
Sydney Swans next week as well, Port Adelaide at the Adelaide Oval. So an opportunity to, you know, keep a little
buffer.
That's going to be huge for the Swans as well.
Yeah, it is.
It's a ripper game next Saturday night.
Yeah, it is. The Swans have sort of left the door open a little bit with that loss last week to Hawthorn. On their top eight, I think they'll still, I don't think it's going to change personally, but Port Adelaide's run's pretty good. You mentioned that.
Yeah, they've got Hawthorn after that, but beyond that, they've actually got Melbourne at the Adelaide Oval as well. Speaking of big games, it's going to have a...
Well, they're going to have to win one of them.
To
have that, to get genuine belief, which they got last year. They had some big wins at home last year. They have to win a game against a contender.
Yep.
They've lost to the Bulldogs over there.
Yep.
They beat Richmond.
They did.
They got beaten by the Cats. And they lost
by Brisbane.
Brisbane.
And West Coast.
So you're going to go... You can't keep losing to these good teams around you because they won't be scared of Port Adelaide. They won't fear them when they come up against them.
Yeah, this doesn't really add to their stocks. It's a win against the Gold Coast and Metricon. But as you say, you can prove yourself in the coming weeks against the better teams. And that's where, and it's no good being the best team in the competition in June or July. You've got to be the best team in September. And Port still a chance if they get a the best abilities availability come September. And if they do have Butters and Dersma back, then they might be a contender, especially the way. Wasn't just Wines' performance. I thought Rosie was spectacular today.
Yeah, thought he was excellent. Excellent as well.
Class.
Yeah, they had, let's not forget, they were a goal off a grand final last year. You know, a brutal game of footy. They just lost. So
here's the Port Adelaide song. So mission accomplished in heading to the Gold Coast, getting the W in the column. Let's get into our awards pickers before we hand over the reins for a big twilight game, North Melbourne and Brisbane, down at Blundstone Arena. MEGT Rookie of the Day, your local apprenticeship experts.
Oh, I've gone. I know he's played 11 games, but if he's eligible for the Rising Star, he's a rookie as far as I'm concerned. So I'm going with,
Georgiades?
No.
Jones?
No. Bergman. Miles Bergman. Miles Bergman. I didn't think old mate was going to get it done, fair.
No, no. You could have gone with Ingmar or any Bergman.
Knackers. Old mate. MEGT supporting employers and apprentices for over 40 years. Hanger
Ingrid,
of the day.
You could have gone with Ingrid. any Bergman would have done it.
I know. I couldn't think of his name.
Hanger of the day pickers, hangmytv.com.au, because that is what they do.
I'm not counting the one that didn't get paid, so I'm going with Will Powell in the second quarter. Took a beauty.
He can hold his head high.
He can. He's him and
very, very good, I reckon.
Tuke Miller, probably the only two really that stood out that had gave a four-quarter performance for mine.
Goal of the game for Instant Windscreens. Broken windscreen, give them a call. Instant Windscreens, 132-444.
Could have gone with Carl Amon's snap, which was a great team goal as well, but I've gone with Connor Rosie. He just kicks these beautiful goals. Love the way he plays.
Classic.
It was the second quarter. That snap from the boundary where everyone was having a snooze.
Yep. Finished with three, Rosie. Been a star since he walked into AFL footy. Tackler of the game for Toro. For the home ground advantage, you can count on Toro, of course.
Take a wild guess. He had 16 disposals and 15 tackles.
Number one tackler in the game again this year. I think he was the last year as well.
Does that mean that he's behind a lot? No, it doesn't. It actually doesn't.
Well, he gets his own fair share of clearances as well.
No, he's a clearance player.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
So, we were talking about BP.
He's just a hands-dirty player, isn't he? He gets his knees and his hands dirty every week.
He's not happy if he goes home and he's got no mud on him.
Exactly. I reckon he's an interesting one, Dwayne, just to measure his value, Greenwood, because he is that first hands, go forward, but just...
He's the kind of guy who might not get any Brownlow votes all year, but he ends up finishing second in your BNF.
Yeah, but as BP's alluding to, and I agree with him, he's a bit of a quick kicker.
Oh, yeah.
I'd like him to be a guy that dishes off handballs to the classy players.
I'd like to know how many kicks he gets without someone hanging on to him then.
That's true.
No, that's very true.
He's always in.
But that's where you've got to use your hands. You've got to be a good handballer there.
Yep.
Okay, Toro, you can count on it. Bendix Brakes, big moments. Confidence stopping Bendix Brakes.
Well, it was the first Rosie goal in the first quarter because they went on a roll after that and they kicked the next seven. So King kicked the first goal of the game, let's not forget.
Yep.
And then it was bang. And away they went, and the game was over pretty quick.
Sustained performer for Host Plus, we go with you.
Sustained performer, I should say. I'll go with Tuke Miller just because he has to do it against the odds every week. He just keeps going.
I'm just looking at the rooms now. He's been a great story, hasn't he, Tuke Miller? And, I mean, his leadership has obviously developed, but just everything he does, Pickers, there's no drop-off.
No, there's not.
At all. I mean, he's the best example right now, isn't he, to these young Gold Coast players to try and emulate, but not everyone's built at the same
He's one of the
stock.
They've got some real young ones as well, like Rowell and these guys that have got leadership capabilities, but he's, of that younger group, he's clearly the biggest influence, the leader of the group, in my view.
Toughest player for Happy Tint. Happy Tint, your home, your office, your car. HappyTint.com.au.
Toughest player? I'll go with... Because I thought he did a fantastic job and I'm not putting him in the votes. So, Trent McKenzie. I thought some of his stuff in the air today was really good. And his connection with Ali is working really well.
Yep, good back six to be a part of today for Port Adelaide. The unmissable moments for Drink Wise. You won't miss a moment if you drink Wise.
I've got an unmissable moment.
What do you got?
So pre-game, I took my credit card to the vending machine and got myself a Coke and left it in there for the entire game. I'd only just handed it back. I was wondering why so many people in this particular venue where we're calling had packets
snacks.
Of salt and vinegar
had
chips
snacks.
From the vending.
And what a mug I am. Because yeah. I went in there and I put cash in there.
Right.
I could have just hit the number.
I could have. My credit card was in there.
Damn it.
So I'm glad to have that back. That was almost an unmissable moment. But I'm glad I got it out of the end.
I like it.
Outside the square. Injury wrap for Sudox Active. Muscular and joint pain relief cream. Follow the directions for use. Well, we know that Robbie Gray with a medial strain. Will,
I don't know about Jones, what he's actually
got. See what comes out of that.
Robbie Gray, that sounds to me like a month. He's in a brace.
Yeah. Can't take any chances with...
Not with him, you wouldn't.
Older guy who's so valuable to you as well.
Yeah,
and great. David Swallow, of course, subbed out early.
Yeah. Not sure what happened to him.
Did he get a
knock, maybe?
I think his leg... not totally defined. A little bit of ice apply, but he was out very early in the piece, which didn't help. The Gold Coast call it all. The votes, pickers, and some numbers for Safety Steel Sheds, designed to save, built to last.
Look, I gave one vote to Tuke Miller. I just thought he was clearly their best player. You know, 31 disposals, 9 tackles, 4 inside 50s. He just went all day. 2 votes to Stevie Motlop. I thought he was really good. 26 disposals, 4 inside 50s. And started off really well. He got him going early and 2 goals. And Ollie Wines, clearly the best player on the ground. 44 touches, 17 of those contested, 5 clearances and 6 inside 50s. Gives me the 3 votes to Ollie Wines.
Tire on those numbers. They are beautiful numbers. What a day for Ollie Wines. Just the absolute ball in the middle. Ladder update for 40 Winks in their stock take sale. Up to 50% off store wide. So Melbourne on top, 44. The Bulldogs on 40 points. The Cats on 40. Port Adelaide up to 4th on 36. Lions can go past them if they beat North Melbourne. Coming up very shortly on 32. Sydney on 32. West Coast on 32. And Richmond at the moment inside the 8 on 28. And the Gold Coast dropped down to 16th below Collingwood with that loss today. Their percentage 86.3. That is how it looks. Up to 50% off store-wide if you head into 40 Winks. Game coming up, North Melbourne, Brisbane.
Brisbane for me. I think North will be competitive, but Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane, obviously. And
yep.
I thought they were better last week as well, North, so maybe some improvement coming in the latter half of the season.
Yeah, I think they were a lot better last week. That was the game we broadcast.
What about the Giants, the Blues?
Untrustworthy. Untrustworthy.
Who, the Blues or the Giants are untrustworthy?
Nah, Carlton are untrustworthy. I don't trust them. I've been picking them too much. I'm barracking for them. I'm wanting them to do well, but I'm sick of tipping them, so I'm going with Giants at home.
All right. Thank you, gents.
Giants at home.
Nice
who
work.
Do you think?
Yeah, Giants at home.
Yeah, yep. Harder to pick against them, though. Well done, BP. Good job.
Yeah, well done, you BP.
Good to work with you guys. Good day for Port Adelaide. They got it done comfortably at Metricon Stadium. Coming up next, of course, we're going to bring you North Melbourne and Brisbane from Blundstone Arena to continue the day on AFL Nation. A little later, of course, the Giants and the Blues to round out a big Saturday, and the Hawks and the Bombers to, of course, go at it in Tasmania tomorrow. Thanks for your company.